Chapter 1. I told Helen my story and she went home and cried. In the evening, her husband came to see me and brought some strawberries. He mended my bicycle too and was kind, but he needn't have been, because it all happened 8 years ago and I'm not unhappy now. I hardly dare admit it, even touching wood, but I'm so happy that when I wake in the morning I can't believe it's true. I seldom think of the time when I was called Sophia Fairclough. I try to keep it pushed right at the back of my mind. I can't quite forget it because of Sandro, and often I find myself regretting lovely little Fanny. I wish I hadn't told Helen so much. It's brought everything back in a vivid flash. I can see Charles's white pointed face and hear his husky nervous voice. I keep remembering things all the time. We met for the first time on a railway journey. We were both carrying portfolios. That is what started us talking to each other. The next day, Charles phoned me at the studio where I worked, and we met every day after that. The sun seemed to shine perpetually that summer. The days were all shimmering and beautiful. It never rained, yet everything remained fresh and green, even in London. The summers used to be like that when I was a child, and in the winters there was always deep snow or hard frost. The weather has grown all half-hearted now. Soon we won't be able to tell the change in the seasons except by the fall of the leaf, like it says in the Holy Bible, and that will be the end of the world. At least I think it says that. Charles and I were both 20 when we met, and as soon as we were 21 we decided to get married secretly. There was a church next door to the house where I had a bed sitting room, so we went there to ask the priest to put the banns up. We dared not ring the bell at first. We felt too shy. Charles said they would ask us in and give us a glass of sherry and some funeral biscuits. We stood on the doorstep rehearsing what to say, and the priest must have heard us because he suddenly opened the door although we hadn't rung the bell. He took one look at us with his deep-set eyes and said, "Banns," in a shouting kind of voice.